Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. His name is Dr. Charles Dixon. He's from Ghana, and he had an encounter with the Lord. And the Lord gave him a gift of prophecy that personally I have not seen anywhere before to the degree that his operates. It's so specific that he says dates and times and such specific events. Now, how do I know this? Because he did. The reason I met him is he knew nothing about me, and he totally, and I wasn't even a speaker at a meeting. I was just seated there. He walks over, shakes my hand, and immediately for about 10 minutes, he begins and his wife prophesy over me. And a great deal of what they prophesied had been things that had already happened, and therefore I could have the faith that what he prophesied would happen in the future is going to happen. And I heard his wife on an earlier chat with her on the radio. His wife said that if the prophecy is from God, you can bank on it. No matter what is happening in your life, you can believe it's going to happen. And Charles, I've seen you prophesy over friends of mine that I knew the major ingredients of what was going on in their life, and you hit bullseyes on them. I remember another one of my television guests you had heard of. His name is Mahesh Chavda, and you were you had the integrity to say, I have heard your name, but I don't really know anything about you, but I've heard your name before. And then you proceeded to say things that only God could know. What is God showing you right now for those that are listening?
God is showing me that right now there is a pastor who has been dealing with a property, and he's been going through this thing, a warfare on this property for the last 9 months. And God said, son, don't throw in the towel. I'm about to turn things around. Within 3 months, you are going to get this property. And God is going to put the title deed in his hand.
You know, I also have to ask you a question. We won't mention the name.
Yeah.
I felt a friend of mine was supposed to call you on the phone. He was a medical doctor who's a personal friend of mine. I told him I did not tell you anything about him, and he's from an entirely different state. There's no way you could know anything about him.
Yep.
Tell me what happened from that phone call.
The moment he came on the line, I would begin to pray, and all of a sudden, God began to show me things about him. So he just introduced himself to me. And he said, Sid is my friend. I said, let's pray. Because, you see, we can't do anything except prayer. The Bible says, without me, you can do nothing. And we got to get that revelation and realization. So I can't do anything except prayer. I began to pray, and God began to show me things. I said, let me tell you what God is showing me, then you tell me why you called. And the gentleman was laughing as I was telling him. When I finished, he said, you've told me exactly 90% of what I was going to ask you or pray or what I'm dealing with right now. God is raising up his prophets to bless his people.
There are people that really desperately want to be blessed right now through your gift being activated, perhaps even in arenas of healing, because I know you operate in that.
Exactly.
Would you just begin to pray a little and then move into the gift?
I pray. Right now there's a lady, a mother whose girl has been missing or is run out of the house for the last 3 days, and God said the girl is going to come back. I know you're very concerned. You don't know what to do. The girl is run away 3 days, and God is going to bring your daughter back. God said, just be patient. Just look to him. Begin to pray, and just begin to just praise the Lord, because God is sending his angels to put a demand on the girl, charge the girl to come back home. the girl is going to come within a short days. Within 3 days, as a matter of fact, the girl is coming. She's coming. She's coming back. Your daughter.
Charles, because these are people I don't know, and they will write to us.
Yep.
Because I'm asking you to write to us as you recognize that it's you, because it's also, is there a faith dimension involved when a prophecy is given?
Yes, there's a faith dimension, but when God's word is released, if you line up, God's word will do it. There are sometimes it's faith and sometimes God will supernaturally do it. Because he's God. He can do anything. But when you add faith, it you activate it. It becomes like a catalyst that will move quickly with the word of the Lord.
I'm going to do something kind of peculiar. I've been known to do that.
Go ahead.
Would you prophesy over my engineer, Teresa?
I'm hearing the word of the Lord. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Talking about 9 months, a situation. I just see the symbolic. I saw you standing by the Red Sea. God is about to open the Red Sea for you. And God is telling something about a family situation around. God is going to put laughter, joy into your mouth. A spirit of intercession. You are a praying woman. Oh my God, there's such a glory. There's such anointing upon you. And God is going to raise you up to be one of his handmaidens. I see that. And also there's a prophetic anointing upon you. You need to develop this thing. You need to make yourself available to the things of God. And then God would increase this. I don't understand this, but I'm seeing something at your back. I don't know if you got a pain in your back or something. I don't know what
she said. She's shaking her head yes.
Oh, she's got it. Okay, fine. Tell her to reach her right hand there because God is going to heal her right now. If she does it, let me know.
She's doing it right now.
Okay. Tell her to say the name Jesus 3 times.
She just did.
Tell her to take your hands off and just move her back. Just move.
Move your back now.
Ask her.
She said it's gone.
Amen.
I wish you could see how Teresa is so happy. She's pain-free. And, you know, I know about her. A year ago, she had an accident, and she's totally healed right now. And the other things I happen to know about her, it is so accurate. What else do you see for people that are just listening to us?
I'm seeing a young man, and this young man, I see him in a confused state. Very confused, and I'm seeing him. He's called Kenny. I'm getting the name Kenny, and what is it? He has glasses, but these glasses is it's round, and this gentleman is about 18, almost 18 years of age, and as I'm talking to him right now, he is in the middle, of the living room. His mother is in the kitchen. And I'll tell that his mother is wearing jeans, but I'm seeing his mother, and his mother is wearing a red sweater. His sister is called Amy. Amy is not at home. And this gentleman, God said, you've been going through a lot of confusion and things, but God is about to turn things around because the hand of the Lord is upon this young man, and God wants to use this guy. He's been going through a lot of troubles, and he's so confused. But I'm telling you that God wants to, and his mother's listening to, the mother is there in the kitchen, and God is going to cause his mother to have the peace because God is going to use this man. This young man is not going to break his mother's heart.
Are you seeing things about the future in this nation or other nations?
I'm talking to you right now, and I've got 3 scriptures about Israel. And I just want to release it.
Okay.
Okay. I heard the word of the Lord, Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the city, they labor in vain. Except the Lord watches the city, it's in vain. You can rise up early in the morning and go to bed, watch it, and the enemy will take over. God said, I'm about to protect Israel. It changes quickly, and they flip a number, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. And God said, I'm going to supernaturally do something. Something almost like, and you got to help me here with history. It was just like the Six-Day War with Israel. When was that?
1967.
God is going to replay that again. And people are going to see it, and people are going to say, wow, this is God. And this is what is going to happen. And all of a sudden, the thing flip again, and I see Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength. God is the strength of Israel. And God is going to show himself strong and powerful.
Well, and this I know from intelligence information, not from prophecy. What you have said is what is, in other words, I don't know from intelligence information that Israel is going to win. But I do know from intelligence information, there are horrible things brewing all around Israel. And short of God himself fighting for Israel, as he did in the Six-Day War, and that's what you're talking about, Israel will be, as the head of Iran said, wiped off the face of the map.
That's not what God showed me. God showed me it's going to be like the Six-Day War, and he's just going to perform a supernatural miracle. Israel is going to see the Lord, Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
So you're seeing revival in Israel.
Oh, exactly. And he said, when the enemies encamp around me, I shall not fear. Psalm 27 is going to be replayed, and they're going to see it.
I'll tell you what, we're out of time right now, but I want to pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. Mishbucha, I'm doing something very unusual this week. It's mentoring tools. It's time for you to be mentored in God's supernatural. We have two of our television shows, It's Supernatural. One is with Dr. Charles and Beryl Dixon, in which they speak about prophecy. There's such a strong anointing on them. And then they pray for a transfer of the anointing, for an impartation of the anointing for you to move in prophecy. And then John Paul Jackson, his television show, and he teaches on dreams and visions and then prays for an impartation upon you. So these two mentoring tools on one DVD, and then the basics of dreams and visions and strange events. This is two CDs taught by John Paul Jackson for a donation of $30. Call or write today. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.